Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Jim Marchanda, a preacher, composer, and musician, and provincial of the province of St. Albert the Great, Chicago. That's Father Jim you hear playing the clarinet in our theme music. His preaching today is entitled, Madly in Love with the Same God.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. Alleluia, alleluia.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah. Still others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Wonderful gospel that we have for celebrating this feast of St. Peter and St. Paul, with tremendous, tremendous teaching for anyone in authority in our church on how we are to use that authority for the freedom of God's children. It's amazing that at the end of this gospel, Jesus says, "Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven," to two people who are such unlikely candidates for sainthood. Peter, who made one mistake after another and rarely, rarely in his following of Jesus showed the kind of wisdom that is demonstrated in today's gospel from St. Matthew. And Paul, who not only did not understand Jesus, but actively fought against the establishment of the early church and persecuted the early followers and believers in Jesus. Both such unlikely candidates for sanctity. They also didn't necessarily get along with each other, and they both reached out to different sections of the church, parts of the church, contingents of the church. They both reached a broader audience than any of them could do by themselves. Together, they made for a fuller church, a greater church, a church more in the image of what our God actually intended. But again, what strikes me is whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven, in relation to both Peter with all his clumsiness and mistakes, and in relation to Paul with his intentional persecution of the early church. God did not bind them in their mistakes or their sins. God refused to bind them in their mistakes. And so any of us with authority in the church, any of us who act in the name of the church, speak in the name of the church, speak sometimes in the name of God and for God, are called to unbind, not to bind, to free people, as we are actually going to hear from the second reading this coming Sunday. We are called not to bind and to imitate Jesus in the fact that he never bound people. He set them free. He set them free. What we do is take Jesus as our example, Jesus as our mentor, Jesus as our guide. And whatever ideas we have about authority need to be fashioned according to the mind and the heart and the soul of Jesus, not according to the dictates of authority. I've been reading some beautiful poems lately from a book titled Love Poems from God, 12 Sacred Voices from the East and the West, edited by Daniel Ladinsky, and one that is attributed to Thomas Aquinas, I think beautifully sums up the level of patience, the breadth of patience, the degree of patience and tolerance any in authority need to have toward all of God's children. In this little poem attributed to Aquinas titled, We Are Fields Before Each Other. I will conclude with this. How is it they live for eons in such harmony, the billions of stars, when most men can barely go a minute without declaring war in their mind against someone they know? There are wars where no one marches with a flag, though that does not keep casualties from mounting. Our hearts irrigate this earth. We are fields before each other. How can we live in harmony? First, we need to know we are all madly in love with the same God. I think that's what Peter received, that's what Paul received, and that's what both of them came to be able to share with those who heard them preach. It must be the foundation of all our preaching. We are madly in love with the same God, and ours is not to bind, but ours is to loose, as God constantly does for us. ¶¶